When I heard about the opening of the Solamente Salma exhibit at the Blue Star Contemporary Art Center in Southtown San Antonio, I knew I would be going with a dual purpose. I had seen a preview online of some of the work that was going to be shown, which promised to be impressive. The show is a series of 16 paintings of actress Salma Hayek, and it's a collaborative effort between Mexican-American muralist George Yepes and the film director Robert Rodriguez, known for Spy Kids and Sin City. So I was eager to speak to the artists about the exhibit, but I was also hoping to con some celebrities into talking about Peebo, the rooster. At the risk of great embarrassment, I admit that I, the program director of Texas Public Radio, produce a Christmas special each year with David First, host of KSTX's Sunday Night Session, and the gag is that the show is hosted by Peebo, a dancing, squawking, Christmas music-loving rooster. To explain Peebo, all I need to say is that he was born one pledge drive long ago and has been crowing ever since. He's practically the unofficial mascot of Texas Public Radio. Last year, I even got several public radio personalities to wish him a Merry Christmas.
This is Jim Fleming of To the Best of Our Knowledge. Happy holidays, Peebo. Keep following your muse. That is, whenever they let you out of the coop.
Hello, it's Garrison Keillor wishing a very happy 5th anniversary to Peebo and wishing him a lot of whatever roosters want.
My big idea this year is to get celebrities to do the same, even though I know it'll be a tough nut to crack. So when I heard that Rodriguez would be in town, and possibly with some of his Movieland buddies in tow, I knew I couldn't let Peebo down, and took the trip down to Blue Star. Always the punctual one, I was the first person from the press to arrive for what turned out to be a red carpet event, and so I got a good look at the exhibit all by myself. The first thing you notice is that the paintings are big, 8 feet tall and 5 feet wide. They're all variations on the same pose, with Hayek accompanied by religious iconography, or done up to look like artist George Yepes' vision of the Lady of the Butterflies from Carlos Fuentes' epic novel Terra Nostra. Hayek's visage is more bold than strictly beautiful in the work, and the paintings convey a sense of inner strength. As I exited the gallery, the television cameras were beginning to arrive, and I staked out a place along the red carpet to ask the artists and their friends about the exhibit and about Peebo. It had already been announced that Salma would not be there, but the rumor was that other stars would show up. And when the appointed hour arrived, they were there. Robert Rodriguez in his ever-present straw cowboy hat, George Yepes with 4 dates squeezed into little black dresses, actor Josh Brolin, and hotshot director Quentin Tarantino, currently at work with Rodriguez on a throwback genre flick, Grindhouse. The fury with which the television folks swarmed upon them rivaled hungry piranhas, so I decided to cool my heels and wait. Tarantino was approaching. Would the guy who wrote about royales with cheese, pigs with personality, and Ezekiel 25:17 grant a greeting to a rooster?
I tell you what, let him do it, and then after I have a drink or so, ask me again, all right?
All right, you'll be funnier then, right?
Yeah. No, he would not. Artist George Yepes was next, so I asked him about the thick, multi-layered aspect of the paintings in the exhibit.
It's just paint, but it's actually how you apply it. It's acrylic. But there's different mediums of acrylics. So there's texture paste, there's gloss medium, and then sometimes some of the paint gets a little crunchy, you know? And so we just, like, keep putting it on there.
And to another reporter's question, Yepes explained the concept of Terra Nostra as applied to his partnership with Rodriguez.
This is our land. This is our territory that we're claiming as painters. You know, like Salvador Dali said, my name is Salvador, which means savior, and I'm here to save painting from modern art, right? So we're here to claim territory back for painting, right? Because modern art has gotten into that final delirium of you could have non-artists doing non-work in non-galleries and everybody applauds them, right? But when you want to see real painting, you come to our shows.
As Rodriguez approached, it was becoming evident that I'd only have time for 2, maybe 3 questions before he was whisked away. Knowing that Rodriguez is in the forefront of digital filmmaking, I asked him what it was like to try his hand at a decidedly analog art form, and he ended up comparing the two.
I love the low-tech medium. I mean, I've always used that when drawing, and that's what I'm trying to get technology in filmmaking to make it as immediate as it is painting. I'm always using that example. I said, technology should get me to the point where I can be as fast as painting, where you have an idea, you get the paint, you have the brush, and you're putting it on the canvas so fast that you don't even realize what you were trying to do and it's already done. So I'm trying to get technology to mimic the old arts.
Rodriguez also had encouraging words for anyone who might be scared to pick up a paintbrush themselves.
Look, even if you do a bad job, you just paint on top of it, and that's good juju underneath. It's good mojo. The painting knows it's there. So there's nothing you can do wrong. And that's so similar to filmmaking, to music. And I realize you kind of learn the same creative lesson, just a different way. And so people should not be afraid to express themselves artistically, because there is no right or wrong. It's very subjective.
And with that, he was gone. And I forgot to ask about Peebo. Strike two. All was not lost, though. My quest for Peebo greetings continued, and believe it or not, I found a willing taker in Josh Brolin, most recently seen on TV in the miniseries Into the West, and forever known to Gen Xers as Brand, the eldest member of the Goonies.
Are you serious?
Who is this? Peebo?
Peebo?
Yeah. All right, this is Josh Brolin wishing Peebo a very Merry Christmas. Over 5 years, and hopefully he's still going strong after another 5 years.
Success! Peebo goes to Hollywood. The Solamente Salma exhibit runs through mid-June at the Blue Star Contemporary Art Center and is open to the public. All of the paintings will be sold to benefit two of Salma Hayek's favorite charities. For more information, call 227-6960. You can see photos from the gallery opening online at our website, tpr.org. For Texas Public Radio, I'm Nathan Cohn.